You know how people are always saying pigs are actually really smart?
Yeah.
Well, get ready to dive deep into a world of kunikuni pigs.
Okay.
They might just redefine what you thought you knew about these curly-tailed creatures. We'll be digging into their social lives, their history, and even how they measure up as potential pets.
And trust me, there's a lot more to these pigs than meets the eye.
I bet. To help us unpack all of this, I've got a resident pig expert with us today. You ready to talk kunikuni?
Absolutely. Let's get into it.
So for those of us who might picture, you know, just muddy oinkers on a farm, what exactly is a kunikuni pig?
Good point. Kunikuni pigs are a bit different.
How so?
They're originally from New Zealand, and they're known for being smaller and, hairier than your average farm pig.
Okay.
Think of them as the teddy bears of the pig world.
Teddy bear pigs.
Oh.
Okay, now I'm picturing them with little rain boots, and it's adorable.
Right.
But seriously, I've heard whispers about them being super social.
You heard right.
In fact, we've actually got a clip here from a kunikuni owner talking about how her pigs greet each other and even humans.
Oh, wow.
Let's give it a listen.
So that's what they do to each other, like they'll greet each other and touch noses and make that sound. So I think she thinks of my hand as a little bit like a pig nose, so I have to acknowledge her by touching my hand against her nose, and then it's like the greeting is complete.
That's amazing. And they can tell the difference between individual humans and other pigs.
Yeah.
That's some next level social awareness. Is that typical pig behavior, or are kunikunis just extra special in the friendship department?
You've hit on something really interesting there. While many pig breeds are social, kunikuni pigs seem to have a knack for forming particularly strong bonds, even with humans. It's like they don't just see us as food dispensers. They genuinely seem to recognize and remember individuals.
That's kind of mind-blowing when you think about it.
Sure.
Their memory skills aren't just limited to faces either. I heard they're surprisingly trainable even compared to dogs.
Really?
In this next clip, the same kunikuni owner talks about how quickly her pigs pick up on commands and routines.
So there's Potamus. She basically acts like a baby. And she likes to sort of follow me around and make little whinging noises. I guess after we got the first three pigs, I didn't know that they could be trained quite similarly to a dog. So we didn't try training them. But when we were getting Potamus, I had heard that you could train them to sit. It only really took her a day to learn. I don't really remember what sort of food I had. Maybe an apple or something. She had already worked out that if she was being rewarded to sit, then she would do it. So it was very quick.
Okay, I'll admit it. I'm impressed. To learn a trick like sit in just a day, that's quicker than some puppies I've known.
Right. And it really highlights how intelligent these animals are.
Yeah.
It's not just about mimicking either. Kunikunis are quick learners and respond exceptionally well to positive reinforcement, much like dogs. They thrive on routine and mental stimulation.
So maybe those comparisons to dogs in terms of trainability aren't so far-fetched after all.
Exactly. It makes you wonder, what else can these intelligent creatures learn? But before we get ahead of ourselves, let's rewind a bit.
Good idea.
Yeah.
Let's talk a bit about their history. Where did kunikuni pigs even come from?
Well, as we mentioned, they're native to New Zealand, and their name, kunikuni.
It is fun to say.
It is.
What does it mean?
It translates to fat and round.
Yeah.
Which, if you've ever seen a kunikuni pig waddling around, you know it's a perfect fit.
You're not kidding? They're like little furry barrels.
Exactly. But despite their name literally meaning fat, there's a lot more to them than meets the eye, as we're discovering. Now, their exact origins are a bit of a mystery.
Ooh, a pig mystery.
I'm intrigued. It seems they descended from an Asian domestic breed brought to New Zealand sometime in the 19th century. Whalers traders, there are a few theories, but no one knows for sure who introduced them to the islands.
So they've got this whole secret backstory. Fascinating.
Isn't it? And here's another layer to the story. Kunikuni pigs look and behave quite differently from the feral pigs you might find roaming around New Zealand. You know, the ones nicknamed Captain Cookers.
I've heard of them. So what you're saying is kunikunis developed their own unique lineage over time, separate from those feral pigs.
Exactly. They adapted to the environment and through selective breeding by the Maori people, developed the distinct traits we see today.
It makes you appreciate the power of natural selection and, of course, careful breeding practices.
Absolutely. Though their story takes a bit of a somber turn in the 1980s, their numbers plummeted and they were actually on the verge of extinction.
Wait, really? What happened?
The exact reasons are still a bit unclear, but it seems a combination of factors led to their decline. Changing agricultural practices, a lack of awareness about their uniqueness, it all contributed to a perfect storm that almost wiped them out. In fact, at one point, there were only an estimated 50 purebred Kunakunas left in the entire world.
50. Wow, that's getting dangerously close to disappearing forever.
It really is. But thankfully, that's not where their story ends.
Oh, good. What happened? Did someone swoop in and save the day?
You could say that. Dedicated breeders in New Zealand recognized the urgency of the situation. They realized these weren't just any pigs. They were a unique and valuable breed with a special place in New Zealand's history and culture.
So they took action.
They did. These breeders launched dedicated breeding programs with the goal of reviving the Kuna Kuni population. They carefully selected pigs with those desirable traits, the gentle nature, the distinctive looks, and through their efforts managed to bring the Kuna Kuni pig back from the brink.
Wow, that's incredible. Talk about a close call. Those breeders are heroes in my book. Knowing they were that close to disappearing makes their comeback even more remarkable. And it makes you wonder, what's it like to live with these unique creatures? Could someone have a Kuna Kuni pig as a pet?
That's a question we get a lot, actually. And the answer is yes, they absolutely can make wonderful companions.
Oh, sir.
But as with any pet, it's
Yeah.
a big
For
responsibility.
sure, you don't want to jump into pet ownership without doing your research first.
Exactly. And in the case of Kuna Kuni pigs, they have some specific needs you've got to be ready to meet.
Like what?
Well, for starters, remember how their name means fat and round? They aren't kidding. These pigs need space to move around and, more importantly, to root.
To root.
Yeah, it's a natural instinct for them to dig in the ground with their snouts, and it's actually really beneficial for the soil.
Right. I remember that from the article, Working with Grass-Fed Kuna Kuni Pigs. They mentioned how much Kuna Kunis love to root.
Exactly. But while rooting is great for the environment, it can wreak havoc on your prize-winning flower beds.
So maybe not the best choice for someone with a perfectly manicured lawn.
Probably not, unless you're okay with them adding their own design flair. And on top of that, you've got to factor in their diet. While they're natural grazers and love their pasture time, they also need supplementary food to make sure they're getting all the nutrients they need.
So it's not as simple as just letting them loose in the backyard and hoping for the best.
Not quite. It takes a bit more planning than that. Speaking of planning, there's this other fascinating aspect of Kuna Kuni care mentioned in the article, their potential to be part of a sustainable system. You see, pigs and chickens actually make fantastic partners in a free-range environment.
Oh, right. Like a dynamic duo working together.
Exactly. They have this natural synergy that's been used in farming for generations. Think of it as a win-win situation. The pigs, with their rooting habits, till and aerate the soil, uncovering tasty grubs and insects for the chickens to feast on.
It's like they're setting the dinner table for their feathered friends.
Precisely. And in return, the chickens play their part by scratching around in the pig manure.
Okay, maybe not the most glamorous job, but important nonetheless.
Absolutely. By breaking down the manure, the chickens help release nutrients back into the soil, which in turn fertilizes the pasture for the pigs to graze on. It's a beautiful example of a self-sustaining ecosystem.
That's amazing. It really makes you see those old farm sayings in a whole new light. You know, happy as a pig in mud takes on a whole new meaning.
It really does. And it speaks to the fact that there's so much more to Kuna Kuni pigs than meets the eye.
I agree. We've covered so much ground today, from their remarkable intelligence and social skills to their fascinating history and even their potential as eco-warriors. I feel like I've gone from Kuna Kuni curious to a full-fledged fan.
They do have a way of winning people over.
That they do. Well, huge thank you to you for sharing your expertise and opening our eyes to the wonders of Kuna Kuni pigs.
My pleasure. It's been a delight.
And for you listening, we hope this deep dive has inspired you to see pigs in a whole new light. They're more than just farm animals. They're intelligent, social, and surprisingly adaptable creatures who deserve our respect. Who knows? Maybe a Kuna Kuni pig is the friend you never knew you needed. Until next time, keep those brains buzzing and stay curious.